the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And listen, people, Roy Williams actually did retire today. I know my Twitter feed is blowing up right now. People are like, April Fools, but there are like five different accredited reporters that have thrown that out there, Lundy. And I hate April Fools with a fiery passion. People are morons, people are idiots, and people are gullible and they buy everything. Yeah, all those guys conspired to come together to get this information out there just for a punchline. It didn't happen. So our picks may be punchlines, Lundy, but well, Roy Williams actually retired.
Your choice of Sadiq Bey yesterday was definitely a
punchline. Oh, my God. Yes, it was. 13.5 points, and the guy goes 0 for 8 for the floor and 0 for 7 for 3. Oh, hashtag fade the noise indeed. Yes. Well, let's start off a little conversation here. You know, I teed this up with college basketball. Let's actually pivot to the Final Four. We did a preview of UCLA Gonzaga, and that line has shifted. The extra half point has been tacked on. I think it's going to hit 15 when it's all said and done by tip time. But Baylor's laying 5 against Houston, and I'm on the Bears, man. That's the heavy lean. We're going to have our official picks on tomorrow's broadcast. But I am all about the Baylor Bears. Houston has not played a top 30 KenPom team yet this season. And as relentless, as ceaseless, I describe them as a zombie horde, just feverish and insatiable, getting after it on the offensive glass. They're not a particularly good shooting team, as evidenced by their effective field goal percentage rank, which is rather unsatisfactory. So I think Baylor's firing on all cylinders. I think they could go out there and beat these guys by 10-plus. So early lean here for me is on the Baylor Bears. And likely also, I would probably take the under because I think Houston, if they are going to do anything, they're going to try to slow this game down. It's going to be a slow jam, a grind, cue the Jodeci. So under 134.5, that's my other lean here in this game.
Yeah, I'm definitely leaning within the spread with the Bears. I think we're seeing the Baylor team that we all expected way back at the beginning of the season when we were waiting for that early season matchup between Baylor and Gonzaga. I'm definitely leaning there. Not quite sure what I feel yet on the total because I can't decide. Yes, if Houston wants to be able to keep this, you're right. You got to start doing some pacing things. But Baylor could also run them out of the gym.
Yeah.
So it may be one of those that I want to wait and think about that, but I'm definitely leaning on the Bears early with the spread.
Yeah, you want to bear down with Baylor? Do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, and they're putting new customers in the center of the NCAA tournament action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Turning $1 into $100 is 100-1 odds. Pick any college basketball team, maybe it's Baylor, that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100. All it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 and $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code FTN to turn $1 and $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to this hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, let's drop a few pucks. Let's put some biscuits in the basket. Let's not try to log a whole lot of penalty time here. And great call by you because the Sabres winless streak ended last night, and you called it, my man. You absolutely drilled it. So congratulations. I know you got one right. So let's continue to ride this mini heater that you're on. Give me a pick tonight.
Yeah, that was a fun one last night because not only did they win, they smoked them, which is kind of what I was afraid the Philadelphia Flyers would do. The Sabres wound up winning that one 6-1. Tell you what, let's go to a rematch from Tuesday night that is taking place again tonight in Music City. Nashville and Dallas, who went to a 3-2 overtime win for the Predators on Tuesday night. They will play again tonight, and I'm going to take the road team. I don't think Nashville can beat the Stars in these back-to-backs, even though Nashville is playing at home. Part of the reason for that, obviously, the game on Tuesday night went to overtime, but here's the other reason why. Dallas right now is on the outside looking in if we were to start the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs right now, and I think they're starting to feel a little bit of a sense of urgency. They've got a sub-500 record. They're seventh in the Central Division out of eight teams, which is obviously not good. They're sitting with 32 points. They need to go on a little bit of a streak here, or they're going to miss out on the postseason, and I think feeling that kind of pressure is why they performed pretty well on the road against Nashville on Tuesday night, but I think tonight they pull off the victory. So we're going to take Dallas on the money line, only a minus 125 when we talk about the juice. They are the favorite, but I think it's worth it to be able to jump on this one because Dallas has their back against the wall, and if they don't start racking up some points in regulation, they are going to be on the outside looking in on the playoffs. So I'm going to go with the pressure that is on Dallas. I think they respond tonight. We've got a total of 9 games, by the way, 6 of them with 7 o'clock Eastern puck drops. So if you're thinking about throwing together some hockey picks, you better do it early today because we got a lot of those early games.
Make some dollars with Dallas.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on. It's opening day in Major League Baseball. First pitch for some of these games, I think starts at like 11 Mountain Time a.m. So 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So a boatload of games with the baseball season officially here. And let's start off with a late night snack between the Chicago White Sox and the L.A. Angels. And I'm going with the White Stockings on the money line at minus 118 here, Lundy. Now, the White Sox, they got some devastating news about Eloy Jimenez a couple of weeks ago. He's going to be out for months due to injury, but they still got a ton of lumber and firepower offensively on this team, even without one of their main stars. And this matchup against the Angels, Giolito is on the bump going up against Dylan Bundy. And you look at the White Sox, you know, last year in the condensed season, they were top 10 in multiple offensive categories in Major League Baseball, OPS, runs, home runs. And where they really added an upgrade was in the bullpen. You got one of the premier closers in the game in Liam Hendricks, who was previously with the A's. And we love Giolito, a guy that is widely projected to have a mid-3 ERA, 11-plus K per 9, likely going to win double-digit games this season. Bundy, meanwhile, his projections, mid-4s in terms of ERA, 9-plus K per 9, and he should be a 10-11-game winner this year. But it, again, boils down to guys like Tim Anderson, Abreu, Moncada, Luis Robert, or Robert, however you want to call him. Those guys with those heavy sticks, I think, are going to inflict some damage, and the White Sox are going to start off on the right foot this Major League Baseball season. So give me Chicago on the south side, minus a 118 on the money line. Fade or follow.
Yeah, from the south side to the left coast. I'm going to follow you on this one. I think this is the right kind of early value that you can snag with the White Sox on the road. You brought up Giolito. 3 quality starts in his last 3 against the Angels. He's averaged 6 1/3 innings worth of work. He's striking out north of 7. You got the right guy on the bump. Obviously, it's opening day. Every team's going to have the right guy on the bump to be able to start things off. But I like this as a road win for the White Sox. And I know we'll touch on it a little bit later, but thank goodness they're not playing in that Chicago weather.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're going to get to that here in a minute.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA. Hopefully be better than Sadiq Bey yesterday. Presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props. Throwing together in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on the more or less, the over or the under, the more cash you stuff in your pockets. And if you use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you score a free $5 game on the house as a new user. Have an MKF in good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's talk about Denver Nugget, Aaron Gordon, newly acquired, still has that new car smell, if you will, with this franchise. 12.5 points is the line against the Clip. And I'm taking the under here, Lundy. First 2 games, a member of the Denver Nuggets, after coming over from the Magic, 6 points and 13 points in 25 and 21 minutes played, respectively. So he's gone under one, he's gone over on the other, but this is not a great matchup. It is the worst matchup, according to the advanced EVP tool at FTNDaily.com, for a power forward. And the Clippers this season, number 13 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up just 1.08. Five. So with him still kind of, you know, learning the new geography, learning what he's going to be doing specifically with this team. So he's getting some limited minutes and given the poor matchup, pull those together. And I think the under will prevail here in the end. Then again, I have sucked at these player props this week, so you might want to fade the noise. Lundy, are you indeed going to fade me or are you going to follow me on this one?
I think I'm going to fade you on this one, but it has more to do with the streak you're on lately. I'm going to be honest with you, brother.
Bad,
this is
–
I think you're right about the matchup. You actually go back. Aaron Gordon has played the Clippers this season. He played them, obviously, as a member of the Magic. But if you go back in the season, he actually did play the Clippers already, and he only had 9 points in that game. And that was when he was with Orlando, not when he's with this new franchise that obviously he's got to kind of feel his way through with the Nuggets. But I'm going to fade you because I think he creeps just over this number. He scored 13 against the Hawks in his first game as a Denver Nugget. Didn't really do much in that game against the 76ers, but that game was all about Michael Porter Jr.,
yeah,
especially at the beginning of the game. So I think this is one where Gordon starts to look a little bit more like what we saw in the first game that he played for Denver against Atlanta. So I'm actually going to fade you. I think he finishes right at like 13 or 14. I think this is a solid line.
Fade the living daylights out of me. Make some cash.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to the Diamond and talk another opening day matchup in Major League Baseball. How about the Arizona Diamondbacks going up against one of the World Series favorites and the San Diego Padres? You got Mad Bum, Madison Bumgarner going up against my former Chicago Cubs stud, Yu Darvish. I'm going to take the under here on 8.5 runs, Lundy. Look, San Diego's got nothing but offensive power. These guys are going to be slamming a lot of home runs, going to be driving in a lot of runs this season. You know, this is a team last year and starting pitching and hitting categories, top 10 across the board in that condensed year in Major League Baseball. Arizona, probably going to be one of the bottom feeders. They may be, they're not going to be the worst team in the NL West. That honor, of course, goes to your Colorado Rockies. But Arizona is not going to exactly make a whole lot of noise this baseball season. They didn't make a ton of moves during the offseason. It's more or less the same lineup. And this is a team last year that was number 22 in OPS and number 29 in total home runs. So bottom feeders in both those categories. Knowing that Darvish misses a lot of bats, he can really pile up the Ks. Projected low 3 ERA. He's a guy that I think has got a great shot at winning the NL Cy Young. Yes, and Madison Bumgarner isn't the same pitcher he once was during his peak with the San Francisco Giants. You know, most of the projection services out there have him as a mid-7s K per 9 guy and high 4s in terms of ERA. It's going to boil down to how many runs San Diego really scores here. I'm sensing like maybe 7-1, 6-0, something like that feels good to me. And that's why I am under the 8.5. It's going to be close, but I think that's the lean and the appropriate one here. So fade or follow, again, under 8.5 runs, Padres versus the Snakes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad, I'm with you. I'm going to follow you on this one, but I actually put it together with a little bit closer score than what you do. I'm feeling like 5-2. So I think it tucks underneath it relatively comfortably. You're right. Madison Bumgarner, not the same guy when he was at his peak, but still solid. There's a reason he's the opening day starter. But you're right. Arizona is not at that same level as the Padres and the Dodgers. When we were talking about win totals earlier this week, it's part of the reason why I am all about the under on the Rockies. It's not just because of what they have on their roster right now. It's also because they're in a really tough division and Arizona's in the same boat. So I like this under. I think it tucks pretty comfortably. Like I said, I'm feeling 5-2, 4-3, right in that range with 7 runs total.
Under again. Please, betting gods.
Number one.
Oh, speaking of unders, let's go to the north side in Chicago, and the Windy City is going to live up to its nickname, and it has nothing to do with meteorological effects, to be honest with you. That nickname, by the way, look it up. Trust me on this. But today it does, because the Cubs and Pirates bundle up, Chicago Cubs fans. This is going to be an unpleasurable experience if you are one of the 25% in attendance there at Wrigley Field. Game time temps. I expect it to be 33 degrees, hovering right around freezing, with winds blowing in off the lake at 16 to 20 miles per hour. Brr!
And that is why I'm on the under 7 total runs in this matchup between Chad Kuhl and Kyle Hendricks. The Cubs got a lot of pop in that lineup with Ian Happ and Contreras and Rizzo, Chris Bryant. They had Jock Peterson. He's all or nothing guy. Either goes yard or he strikes out. Javi Baez, of course, still a member of this franchise. And the Pirates are going to be horrendous. They're going to be in the running for worst team in Major League Baseball alongside the Colorado Rockies. They were bottom three in every hitting category in 2020 and likely are going to be there again. Now, Kuhl is projected to have an A+ K per nine this season, mid-fours or high-fours. For his ERA, but he walks a lot of guys. He gives up a lot of gopher balls. But again, that wind's got to be knocking down a ton of that fly ball action today at Wrigley. And then Kyle Hendricks, we know, is a masterful, a Picasso on the mound, a guy that really paints those corners extraordinarily well, gets a lot of weak contact, high ground ball rates, projected to be mid to high threes in terms of ERA. But I think all of the offense is going to be suppressed because of Mother Nature in this one. So again, give me the under Buccos and Cubbies, 7 total runs. Fade or follow.
Brad, in the win-loss column, Mother Nature is undefeated. this is going to be pretty ugly around Wrigley. I saw you comment on it in social media earlier this morning. You and I both have family and friends in the Chicago area, and yeah, they are most definitely experiencing the not-so-spring-like weather as they're starting the baseball season. So to me, this is one where we could sit back and talk about who's on the mound. We could talk about what that middle of the batting order looks like. Like, nope, this is all about Mother Nature there at Wrigley, and I'm absolutely taking the under with you.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm telling you, man, bundle up, drink a lot of hot cocoa. I mean, it's too cold for even beer consumption, in my opinion. Like, it's miserable. Just go watch a game at Harry Caray's instead.
Yeah, this is going to be like getting a slush puppy, if you're drinking your beer, right? You remember those old slush puppies? It's just going to, you're going to have ice across the top of that drink. The good news is it's going to stay cold. The bad news is you're going to need a chisel to be able to get to the part that isn't frozen.
Yeah, lousy, miserable. No, thank you. Give me the creature comforts and modern day technology of heat in my home watching that game instead. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, FTNBets.com. For all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs, use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.